This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. In a development that will surely be music to the ears of millions of school children all over this great land, the White House wants kids to spend less time on testing. President Obama said this weekend he thinks no more than 2% of classroom time ought to be spent on testing, and that test results should play a smaller role in how we judge education overall. It's not like the White House can wave its magic wand to make that happen, but also there is a whole lot of money circling in and around the testing industrial complex to keep it all going on. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that part of the story.
School kids are an off-tested bunch.
The average kid in one of our schools will take about 112 standardized tests between pre-kindergarten and the time they graduate from high school.
Mike Casserly is the executive director of Council of the Great City Schools. He says the 112 doesn't include optional tests, school-developed tests, sample tests, AP tests.
The country spends about $2.5 billion on elementary and secondary classroom assessments a year.
Much of this goes to big testing companies like ETS and Pearson. And it sounds like a lot until you consider that we spend more than $600 billion a year on public education. Now, no one thinks the president's call to cut testing is going to make a big dent. Casserly says that eighth graders, the most tested group, spend only 2.3% of their time on mandatory tests. But if test scores do become less essential to how education is judged, that could have an economic impact on some school funding, some teacher salaries, and maybe your personal wealth.
A lot of this is a public shaming mechanism.
Matthew Chingos is a fellow at the Urban Institute. He says school test scores are published online and
parents use that information when they make decisions about where to send their kids to school. It gets reflected in real estate prices.
It's often much more expensive to live near a high-scoring school than a low-scoring one. But Chingos thinks limits on testing are much more about political posturing than meaningful change. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.